You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, friends, I hope you had a great weekend. We have got something very big to thank you for, in part because there are a number of people that you have helped in a significant way. I want to tell you all about it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I hope you had a good weekend. And if you weren't in the midst of a inferno, if you weren't in the midst of a ballot recount, you probably did by comparison. There's a lot of hurt and pain and hardship in the world today, but hopefully you had a weekend in which you were able maybe to do some stuff with your family. Maybe you were able to get yourself ready a little bit more for the upcoming holidays. We certainly did that in the McCullough House, and I am grateful to have you back with us today. Now, I want to say thank you right up front, because something kind of amazing happened. We were the weekend at AM 570 The Mission is always kind of like all over the place. We got stuff that sometimes pops in, and we even had what the Army, the Military Academy football game on Saturday, and it finished a little bit early, and so I had a chance to talk to you about food for the poor, and in the process of us talking to you about that, another four families were rescued for this coming year with all of the food that they will need to survive for the year and clean drinking water for the rest of their life. Another four families, just because the football game finished a little bit early. And that just speaks to how much you at this radio station in every day when we get together, it just speaks to how much you really care about your fellow man. And I'm grateful for that. I had a wonderful time in church on Sunday and was thinking about all the things that I'm thankful for and blessed by this year. And that was right at the top of the list, the people that listen to this show and this station. But here's the interesting thing about that. According to the best numbers we have, that brings us now to 35 families of the 81 that we know are in critical need of being helped. 35 of the 81 have now been committed to receiving that help. So we've picked up the ball and we've said, okay, for these 35 families, they're not going to wonder this next year if the drought's going to end in time for them to eat or not. We're going to make sure that they eat, and we're going to go ahead and give them clean drinking water for the rest of their life with the installation of these really heavy-duty water filtration systems. So that's really exciting. The not-so-exciting part of that is that the flip side is also true, and that means there's 46 families that we haven't yet cared for. It costs $27 to help a family, $27 a month. Do you have $27 here in November that you could put aside? We got pizza for the family on Friday night. Oh, Todd Chapman's back in studio with us. Hey, Todd. Didn't mean
to ignore
you.
Hey there. Good to
be here. we were having movie night. Well, we didn't really even watch a movie. We just had pizza night. So sometimes it's pizza and movie night on Friday. It was just pizza night on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I said, babe, check the bill for me and see what it costs, because I didn't know, to be candid, I didn't know if my credit card had enough room to order the pizza for the family that night. So I wanted to make sure I had enough room on it. And she said, yeah, it's going to be $48 for the whole family to have all the pizza. And, you know,
welcome to New York.
And well, that's cheap. Are you kidding? That's cheap around these parts. So $48. And then, the first thing that went through my mind is, wow, 27. About half of that would feed an entire family for the entire month through Food for the Poor. Now, friends, I don't know what your experience was this month, this weekend, but if you have $27 this weekend and you could find yourself a way to do $27 a month for the next 12 months, you could give one of these families, one of these 46 remaining families, food security for the next year. In other words, they wouldn't, if the drought ends or doesn't end, they're going to eat. But it will also give them clean drinking water for their family. Anyway, Todd, welcome back. I'm so thankful for the ones that have given. Do we have some names of some people we could thank?
Yeah, we absolutely do. By the way, the number you need to get in on this, because maybe you've been hearing about it, but just haven't, you know, and you meant to give, but sometimes life gets in the way. We totally get that. So here's the phone number so you can get on board right now. It's a toll-free number, 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. You can also, if you're mobile, we've got a special cell phone dialing shortcut. You simply dial pound with a hashtag key 250, pound 250, hit send. It'll ask for a keyword. You just say food, and that connects you to that same operator. You can make your gift, or, of course, always online at am570themission.com. I want to thank Calliope from Woodside. Gave a gift of $27 a month. Thank you so much for that. Also, Rebecca from Jersey City, she's given to Food for the Poor before, and she said, hey, I love this idea of saving a family. We want to do that. So she did the $27 monthly gift. And then Ruth from Briarwood. She, once again, also a repeat donor to Food for the Poor. And Kev, I love when people come back. You know, they've seen the impact that their family can make in the lives of kids and now families, and they know that Food for the Poor is efficient and effective. So they come back and do it again. And she said, hey, we just want to take care of it up front, and gave a $320 one-time gift. So whatever works for your budget, $27 a month or the $321 time. Would just love to have you join us, 855-907-4673.
855-967-4673, 855-967-4673.
907.
907, my bad. Yep. 907. Right. It's a Monday. It's been Monday all day. Todd, when we're talking about Haiti, and for people that weren't with us last week, and they may just be turning on the radio for the first time, we're talking about a little community that Food for the Poor has never worked with before. Right. Introduce us to who they are and what they're facing.
Yeah, so we're working in a community that, frankly, no charity has ever ventured into before. It's a very remote region, kind of out on the Haiti and Dominican Republic border up in the mountains. It's a community called Kai Ali. It's 12,000 people, about 3,000 families living in the mountains, isolated from you know, any community. The nearest, next biggest town, and it's not very big either, is about an hour away by car, nearly unreachable on foot. And the problem in Kaili is this 3-year drought has basically wiped out the crops, and that's what these families used to live on. They were subsistence farmers. They would raise the crops they needed to, first of all, feed their family. They would take the surplus, sell that at market, and they would, you know, derive a little income. But this 3-year drought has killed their crops. It's killed their livestock. There's no work up there, and so now these families are starving to death. And also, added on top of that, the nearest source of water, albeit bad water, is about an hour away by foot. And so they don't have clean water. They don't have food. They're literally starving to death. They're dying before our eyes. And so that's where we're ministering. And we are enlisting the 570, the Mission family, to just come alongside. And we said, hey, we think that we could, you know, kind of get a start in this community, save 80 families. And you're getting that done. But I wanted to share a thought from our executive director at Food for the Poor. His name is Angel Aloma. Because, you know, having been to Haiti about 15, 16 times, Kevin, you've been there. We will be the first to tell you that when you go there, and maybe you've even sensed it as we talk about how desperate things are in Haiti, it would be really easy to think, well, you know, it's not fixable. We can't overcome this. We can't, you know, we can't repair this. Not true. And our executive director, Angel Aloma, talks about why that is.
Many feel that there is no hope for Haiti. Knowing the Haitian people as I do, having visited the country as often as I have to totally and strongly disagree. I have met people in Haiti who have lost everything, their home, their food, their clothing, their little property, even their families. Yet I have never met a Haitian who has lost hope. I know that the war is a difficult one to win, and yet we have won many skirmishes and won many battles. When we build every home, there is one family that is saved. When we build a school, there is a community of children that is saved. When we put a well into a community, there are mothers who can rest at night in peace, knowing that their children will not die from contaminated water. So we have to look at it not in a macro sense, but in a micro sense, helping one person at a time, one family at a time. Jesus said that if one sheep of 100 was lost, we would leave 99 to find that lost one. We have to think of it in the same sense, helping one at a time, the importance of the individual, for God knows him by name.
Isn't it exciting, friend, to when you realize that God's instrument for saving these families is you? Isn't that amazing to think about that? The God of the universe who could rectify this problem with a snap of his fingers, with a blink of his eye, he chooses to use you and me to be his minister of hope. And so we hope that you'll be a part of that today by getting on board. 855-907-4673.
855-907-4673. Friends, I've been to Haiti. I've worked with Food for the Poor. I've seen it with my own eyes. That's why our family is committed to Food for the Poor and to the nation of Haiti for what they're doing there. But friends, these people that we're helping literally have no one else. These families, these 81 families, and there are 46 of them left. Could you do $27 a month right now to secure one of them for the next year? One family can be helped for $27 a month or a one-time gift of $320. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com. AM 570 The Mission, Kevin McCullough, excited to tell you that we now have an opportunity for you to not just help one of those hurting families in Kylie, Haiti that you've heard us talking about over the last couple of days, but to actually maximize your impact. Because every family for the next 10 minutes that we as a radio station and a radio listening audience can help rescue with food for a year and water for life is going to be matched family for family. All the food, all the water for one family will also be given to another family simply because you give your gift right now. Todd Chapman, why are the families of Kylie Haiti so in need of this?
Well, they happen to be born in the poorest country on this side of the world, but also, Kevin, a three-year drought has wiped out their crops, killed their animals. There is no work. They're starving to death. But, friends, you can make a difference today with a phone call and, frankly, for most of us, what is just pocket change, less than a dollar a day, and you can, through Food for the Poor, provide food for a year and water for life in Jesus' name when you call 855-907-4673.
87 cents a day for the next year is what it would cost you to feed this family for an entire year. That's 27 a month, as Todd just said. If you'd like to rush them the help so that they can actually receive it faster, do a one-time gift of $320 or maybe a two-month gift of $160. But the total, $320, will rescue one family. That will give them all the food they need, all the water that they can drink for the rest of their life. And friends, this needs to happen now. Think about your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, all the things coming up that you're going to enjoy with your family. And then think about the need of a family that cannot even share one meal together on any given day. You're doing the work, and you are the hands and feet of God when you do this. 855-907-4673. Call right now. Double the impact. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's Christmas time, and that means engagement time. If you or someone you know is shopping for an engagement ring, take my advice. Since it's one of the most important purchases of your lifetime, do yourself a favor and make sure you use a reputable, trustworthy jeweler that takes the time explaining every detail and making sure that you get the engagement ring that you'll be proud of for the rest of your life. It just so happens a lot of my friends, listeners, family, and more people than I can count, I have told about, included myself and my bride, we've done our jewelry shopping with Anew and Lord's Diamonds. Not only are they caring, but you'll be included in the process from picking the diamond, designing the ring, with your input and your style, all the way through. You'll not get better service or quality anywhere. Make an appointment to see Anew and Lord's Diamonds now. The entire experience will be delightful. That's a promise. Call to set up an appointment with Anew. 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds. 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. If you have not yet called, friends, now is the perfect time to do it because for the rest of this hour, there is a child for child, family for family match that is underway. 855-907-4673. So far, a number of you have gone to the phone and you've helped us rescue 35 families from Haiti that are in this Kaya. I always mess up the name, Todd. Remind me.
Right, it's Kai Eli.
Kai Eli.
Yeah, Kai Eli.
And it's this tiny community just outside of Port-au-Prince, about 2 hours. It's in a place that's very isolated. They used to be able to harvest crops, but with the drought that is going on 3 years, it's become almost impossible. Their livestock have died off. They are dying off. And these 81 families that we're helping, they're of the poorest of the poor. They are of the most critical of the need that is there. And your ability to give a gift today or to say, I'm going to give a gift over the next 12 months, could rescue one family from that perishing. You could literally save their lives by giving that $27 a month right now. Now, what's included in that? Well, their biggest need is food. Food for the coming year, to make sure that their kids eat, to make sure that they eat. And rice and beans are not, they're plentiful. There's plenty of food on the planet to feed them. It's just a matter of getting it to them, and that's what Food for the Poor really excels in. So we're going to be able to get them carbohydrates and protein. They're going to help their bodies survive this coming year. And then the other big need that they have is clean drinking water. Now, Todd, you've been to this area. Mm-hmm. Where do they currently have to go to get what kind of water?
Well, they're up in the mountains. Kylie is in the mountains, and so the water source is also in the mountains, but it's about an hour trek away from where the village is. And I talked to numerous families while I was there and asked every one of them about the water and got their impressions about that, and they said the general consensus was that it's a difficult walk. The terrain is steep, it's rough, very rocky. As a matter of fact, I stumbled a couple times as I traveled between homes because it's very steep terrain, and the soil, because it's so dry, it's kind of like a loose gravel. And they also said that there's falling rocks. And I don't know what the water source itself looks like, but several moms said that they're scared to go there because it's dangerous. But not only do they have to go oftentimes, they have to send their kids or bring their kids along. And so it's a perilous journey. And then on top of that, Kevin, so you make that journey. I mean, and, you know, if you've ever carried water, you know how heavy it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the average human being ideally needs about 100 gallons of water a day for bathing, eating, consumption, things like that. Obviously, carrying 100 gallons of water a day when you have to go an hour each way, just not going to happen. But you know they're making multiple trips a day to get water. And then it's bad water. It's water that makes them sick. It's water that can kill them. But what choice do they have? That's their only source of water within reach.
Friends, we can change that. And Todd, that solution looks like what?
So what Food for the Poor does is we go in and we work with our partners in water, Water Mission International. They're experts in doing water solutions. Been doing it for decades. And they examine what the situation is. They figure out how far the water table is down, if they can reach that with a well, if it's even drinkable. Oftentimes in Haiti, it's not. Or if there's any streams or creeks or lakes nearby, then they can maybe tap that. So there's two solutions we land on. Either we do a well or we do a solar-powered water purification unit that actually can pump water out of a well or out of a stream or a creek or a lake. And it chemically purifies that water. Now, both of these solutions, the key things to remember, they're permanent. They're long term. They last 30 to 40 years, pumping out 10,000 gallons of water per day, which is enough for a community of about 3,000 people. So this is far more cost efficient and effective than trucking, you know, bottles or containers of water in. And if anything ever goes wrong, we go back in there and we either replace the well or set up a new water purification unit. So, and we've done this all over the country of Haiti. It's an amazing solution. And friends, that's just a part of what you're giving. Basically about, you know, about $25 of every $320 gift goes to provide that water solution, water for life. And then the balance goes to food.
Yeah. And friends, it's totally this kind of help is so vital to them. It seems like almost nothing to us to give some rice and beans to some friends that are hungry. And yet to them, it is literally life giving. It is literally life saving. So your phone call right now at 855-907-4673 can actually change lives. And again, as I said at the top of this segment, we have an opportunity to have every one of your gifts currently being given, matched by a friend of Kevin McCullough Radio and a friend of Food for the Poor. But you need to give that now, 855-907-4673. Todd, the other thing that people need to know about Food for the Poor is that they have immense integrity in terms of what occurs with the donation and how it's executed. Talk about the verification that people have that Food for the Poor does what they say.
Yeah, Food for the Poor opens our books every year to various watchdog organizations, if you will, that just, you know, ensure that we are doing with your generous donations what we say we're going to do. And for decades now, Food for the Poor has been one of the most efficient charitable organizations in existence, and has received very, very high remarks from Charity Navigator and Ministry Watch, the Better Business Bureau, many other organizations. Basically just, you know, we want you to know that when you give a gift to Food for the Poor, you can feel good that we're doing with your money what we say we're going to do, and you are making a huge difference, because the vast majority of your gift is going to the work at hand. That's not always the case with large charities. Oftentimes there's a lot of administrative overhead and things like that. And so sometimes it's not uncommon, you know, for maybe only 65 or 70% of your gift to go to the work at hand. But with Food for the Poor, it is much higher than that. So again, when you call 855-907-4673, you can feel good on every level. You can feel good knowing that God is using you to make a difference in the lives of suffering human beings, and that your money is being put to good use.
Yeah. And friends, you can also know that real people's lives are being impacted by this.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about one of those real people that you met, Todd.
Yeah, I want to introduce you to a mom that I met on my last trip to Haiti. Her name is Nirlon, and she talks about, I'm sorry, this is Monice, and she talks about just her daily struggle and how she prays to God in the midst of this desperate poverty.
I don't always eat. Sometimes I'll go the entire day without finding anything. Sometimes 2 days, and then maybe the next day in the afternoon, someone will give me something. Sometimes when I breastfeed them, right afterwards, I'll be in a lot of pain because my stomach is so empty. But they're my kids, so I have to do what I have to do for them.
No, give up for a lay or bezon, you have cree and up him. Zero, be impagin. Nabobligio bit my sim de game for Kundaban, Miss Simbagin. Nabobligio with that mama.
Sometimes when I don't have anything to give them and they'll cry and tell me they're hungry, and I have to tell them that I don't have anything. So I say, I'm your mom, I don't have anything, so you guys have to stay with me hungry.
So again, pour moi parce que c'est petit tout mieux si chaque jour m'bal n'pour m'bal pour mais bon le café de rivance pour moi.
I say, God, give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
Man, I love her faith. It's so beautiful. And it reminds me, Kevin, of James 1:27, where it says, the Christian who is pure and without fault from God's point of view is the one who cares for orphans and widows. And friends, that's the opportunity that you are presented with right now, the ability to minister to a mom like Monish, who hear her, the crying baby in her arms. She can never come up with enough food on a regular basis to feed her kids. And so she has no resort, no other choice but to live by faith and just saying, God, I'm trusting you. Friends, would you be the answer to her prayer right now? $27 a month for the next 12 months or a $320 one-time gift. You can feed her family every day for the next year. Give her clean, safe drinking water for life. You can be an answer to prayer right now when you call 855-907-4673.
And it's so economically capable, friends. It's $320 to save one family. And if you think about this from your own budgetary perspective, I just keep putting this into perspective. For people, but if you, I can barely feed a family of five for a week on $320. Barely 2 weeks. And could I stretch that for a full month? Well, yeah, if we ate, the very, very basic staples of life, probably. But could I make it last for an entire year? It's not even conceivable. It's 87 cents a day. And yet, friend, you could feed an entire family for the coming year who desperately need it and won't have food coming from any other source. They desperately need our help. And this is an important moment to step up and give them the love of Jesus Christ. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to affirm her Native American identity and to collect $1 million in the process. President Trump, in a rally, promised to pay that much if DNA tests should prove that she's an Indian. She cites tests indicating her genetic Indian ancestry is as much as 1 in 64 or as little as 1 in 1,024. No recognized tribe in America would accept a single great-great-great-great-grandfather as proof. Worst of all, Warren's insistence on the one drop of blood standard is inherently racist. What does DNA mean without history of cultural affinity or communal participation? President Trump should no longer use the nickname Pocahontas. The designation Faux-Cahontas is far more appropriate. That's faux as in phony.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Those of you that have stepped up, and you've already told 35 families in Kailee, Haiti, that they won't be forgotten, that they will have food to feed their families with for the coming year, and that they're going to have clean drinking water that won't make them sick anymore for the rest of their life. That's an amazing thing, and I can't say thank you to those of you enough that have already stepped up and made that decision. But for those of you that haven't, would you even just this minute begin to consider what you should do? Because that means there's 46 families that are left of the 81 that we know that are in the critical need category. And we can't do this unless we do it together. 855-907-4673 is the phone number to make that gift. 855-907-4673. But Todd, let's thank some people and then take us back to this town of Kailee and explain to us how they became to be there in this kind of isolated region.
Yeah. So thank you, Delsina from Brooklyn just called and saved a family with a $320 one-time gift. God bless you, Delsina. She's given before to Food for the Poor, and she said, hey, I love this idea of saving families. And my family and I, we're going to step out on faith and trust God to provide this $320 so that a family can eat and no longer be afraid of the water they're drinking. So thank you, Delsina. You can join her. You can be a hero by calling 855-907-4673. So Kailee is a very isolated community of about 3,000 families out east of Port-au-Prince, kind of on the Haiti-Dominican Republic border. It's in the mountains, used to be a very fertile area, and these families, they subsistence farmed, but also back in the day, the Dole Fruit Company actually had sugarcane plantations in this part of the country, and so a lot of the people left Port-au-Prince, and they worked for the Dole Fruit Company. But they pulled out a few years back, leaving those people with no jobs and no place to go. And now you add the drought on top of that. So what you've got is you've got 3,000 families that are slowly starving to death because literally the ground will not grow any crops. And Kevin, one of the things that I want to really help people to understand, you know, because it might be easy to think, well, you know, a 3-year drought's got to end at some point in time, although we've seen them in other parts of the world stretch into, you know, near onto a decade. You think about the famine in Africa and Sudan and things like this, but, mm-hmm. you know, and millions of people have died. So you don't know when, you know, when the rain will come. But even when the rain comes, it's not that simple, because now these families are so poor that even if the rains come back, they have to go buy seeds. They have to plant. They have to wait for the crops to grow. That's going to take some time. And they're desperately poor at this point, you know, and so they don't, many of them don't have enough money to even buy seeds. And so that's why we're asking you to come along and literally make a life-saving gift as you give $320 or $27 a month to save these families. And Kevin, you know, I just think it's amazing. In a couple of weeks, we're going to sit down at our Thanksgiving tables, and we're going to enjoy, you know, most of us, a very, very beautiful meal. One meal that may well cost, you know, 3 or 4 months worth of what we can feed a family in Haiti for. And we're blessed that we can do that. But yet I know there's people right now, and you may be one of them, where you're actually struggling right now. And it's a battle of faith, right? Because you're saying, I don't know, man, $27 a month, can I really do that? And, I think it's just a matter of perspective. I think one of the challenges that we have here as Americans and Christians in America is that we sometimes, because we live in the richest country in the world, oftentimes we don't realize how blessed we are. And, we really are the richest people on the face of the planet. And so, friends, I just want to encourage you, and I want to challenge you as your brother in the Lord. Would you take a step of faith? Would you say, God, I realize you've blessed me? Because out of a heart of gratitude comes generosity. And God, if he brings this opportunity before you and the Holy Spirit says, I want you to do this, he will give you the ability to save a family.
Do it right now. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.
Dinah Baptiste Ministries presents From Seed to Harvest, a not-for-profit ministry and business development seminar for entrepreneurs, Saturday, November 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Clarendon Road Church, 3304 Clarendon Road, Brooklyn. Through anointed worship and the preached word, plenary sessions and workshops, startup ministries or businesses will learn how to establish an organization. Established ministries or businesses will learn ways to move your organization to the next level. Donations of $40 includes meals and seminar materials. WMCA listeners, only $30. Partial scholarships available for students, pastoral couples, and seniors over 60. Groups of 5 to 6 goes free. Go to DonnaBaptistMinistries.com to register. Checks payable to Dinah Baptiste Ministries Incorporated and mail to DBM P.O. Box 301005, Brooklyn, New York 11230. Online or by check indicate From Seed to Harvest. Call 908-337-5748. 908-337-5748. From Seed to Harvest, November 17th. Go to DonnaBaptistMinistries.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days, and 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Join Ireland's own Keith and Kristen Getty, known for modern hymns and carols such as In Christ Alone, for their 7th annual tour of Sing an Irish Christmas at Carnegie Hall, Thursday evening, December 13th at 7:30. The Gettys are joined by their band of instrumentalists fusing Celtic, bluegrass, Americana, modern, and classical music, along with cultural dance and the choral sounds of the holiday. Come sing along with Keith and Kristen and their special friends Phil Keggy, John Patitucci, and Tim Keller, pastor of Redeemer Church, for a program in celebration of the season, featuring a choir of over 200 voices, including members of the Times Square Church and servants of the King Choir from Hawthorne Christian Academy. Keith and Kristen Getty's songs are sung by an estimated 100 million people each year in churches and concert halls on every major continent. Celebrate the true story of Christmas by singing your faith with thousands of believers at Carnegie Hall Thursday evening, December 13th. Tickets are available at carnegiehall.org and Carnegie Charge at 212-247-7800. That's 212-247-7800, or visit gettymusic.com.
Attention homeowners, Suffolk County could be charging you up to $500 in illegal fees. Citizens are counting on legislator Sarah Anker to protect them from greedy politicians. Tell her to sign the discharge petition to have the full Suffolk County legislature vote to end illegal fees. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim New York Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Here's an opportunity. Learn to trade stocks with Tradeway. No previous experience necessary. The knowledge could help you to change your family's financial future. So bring your family and a friend for a two-day event that will help you get started on November 30th at Nyack College's Manhattan campus at 2 Washington Street for $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. So call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, we do take a check of what is going on with your money as you are trying to be a good steward of that. That's always kind of on the forefront of my mind. We want to help people be even better stewards of the money that they work hard for every day. And as we have lots of reasons to not trust public policy and a lot of the policies that get passed, we have to take a bigger role in our own stewardship of that. And that's why we do Money Monday. And I'm thrilled to have David Fisher with us, Landmark Capital CEO. And of course, he's been my contributor on the Money Monday segment now for a couple of years. And David, it's one of those weird days. It's a holiday in some senses. You've got some banks and some schools and some places closed, and there's a lot of others that are open. And today the markets were running. So I'm just curious, you know, today we had a bit of a down day, particularly in the early in the midday portion of the day. Does the holiday have anything to do with it? The fact that the market is kind of like half on break today, et cetera. If not, are there any other reasons why?
Well, first of all, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for having me on your program. And God bless all the veterans that have served and are serving our country. I really appreciate that. And just want to mention that if they decide to do any business with us, we offer discounts to veterans, and I appreciate that, and I show it in a tangible way. But back to the market. You know, it's low volume today. The Dow's off. That's during intraday trading, close to 500 points. It's trying to reset, like I was sharing the last few weeks. Apple's down 5%. Visa's down 3%. General Electric, almost 7%. They've been having some managing their debt problem. But the tech industry is the stocks are overvalued. The financial stocks haven't performed very well this year. That's why Visa is down. So this is just trying to find the new values for the market, and this is just part of the environment that I've been talking about, resetting values due to pulling away support levels from the punch bowl, so to speak, the Fed injecting really cheap money into the system.
Well, and given that that's, this is, we're also getting towards the, the end of the fourth quarter here. And I know that through the end of the year, you've said all year long that it's going to be volatile. And last Friday, you mentioned that, you know, some breaking news, there'd been some malfeasance in the metals market. I'm just curious, between all of the, you know, Trump in Europe, all the different countries not necessarily happy with him, the trade, the tariffs, the all this other stuff. Are we gonna level out before the end of the year, or is this more of what we're in for?
I think this is going to be unfortunately the new norm for some time. There's, you know, soybeans are getting clobbered today. Tariffs of 25% got put into effect here just recently. The Chinese tariffs and shipments of soybean from U.S. farmers are down substantially to China. Russia's picked up their side of the fence on that. So China's been buying soybeans from Russia, from Brazil also. So, you know, and we're supporting our farmers through through giving them around $4.7 billion, and most of that went to soybean farmers, not all of it. But you know, that's just a short-term Band-Aid thing until we come to some sort of agreement. But this really could hurt the soybean farmers. So we're seeing a lot of uncertainty. Tariffs still loom. President Trump's talking about putting on more tariffs, going to the full amount, another quite a bit of chunk of tariffs. It hasn't happened, but the talk of it does this kind of reaction to the market.
Right. Now, last Friday, we had you back for a special segment. There was a big story breaking in the metals market. You've speculated, like many have for years, that maybe a particular dealer had been manipulating the metal price, and it turns out they did have some traders that were doing that. Recount for us for people that missed it.
Well, I broke the news on TD Ameritrade, and they were shocked as well as I when I read the article the day before. Actually, it came out on some major financial news. But J.P. Morgan has been, we always wondered if they been manipulating the metal market. And the news actually came out. Court documents were sealed on October 9th, but they were opened last Thursday. So I reported the news on Friday, Thursday night. And a gentleman who's worked there for 13 years, worked his way up the rank as one of the senior traders, and became vice president of the metal segment of J.P. Morgan. He is now under indictment. He's going to probably, on December 9th, he's going to be sentenced. He could have up to 30 years in jail. He did a whole bunch of things. They did what you call spoofing orders, which is, in essence, something that's designed to artificially move the price of metals downward by placing a contract actually out on a trading platform, but not initiating the contracts. When other traders see a huge amount of these contracts getting ready to be implemented in the market, they get scared, they get panicked, they bet the market's going to go down, and so they push the market down, and then he comes in and actually places an order at a much lower level. So he did quite a bit of this. This is a normal execution. His supervisors, he actually taught him how to do this. So it's not just one person at J.P. Morgan. It's a big sector of the industry in the metal division. And this is all now coming out in the news. So it's been market manipulation. And there's actually a website and toll-free number you can call if you've been felt like that you actually lost money in the market due to this behavior.
So, friends, if and we don't have time to continue the discussion now, but we do have a huge gold coin giveaway that's coming up on December the 9th, and you've heard us talking about this. We'd like for you to be able to register for your chance to win a gold coin that celebrates the opening of worldwide trade, the digging of the Panama Canal, and the mint that was from the city where they celebrated all of that. And if you want more details on that, you can get on the website and read that for yourself. But in order to sign up for it, you can also call David's office, 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Father Paul Bolecki, Capuchin friar and medical doctor, established a missionary hospital in Lebanon to provide medical care to Christian refugees. He also helps relocate them to safer areas. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, is hosting a special fundraiser to help Father Paul and his team purchase supplies, treat their patients, and help them find safe havens. Basically, Father Paul is the last resort for these faithful Christians in the Middle East who've been forgotten by most of the world. Join us on Thursday, November 15th at the Bay Ridge Manor at 476 76th Street in Brooklyn. Meet Father Paul, who'll tell you what's really happening to Christians in the Middle East. Call Monica at 718-238-6500 to reserve your place at this important fundraising event, as all of the proceeds will support Father Paul's compassionate mission. 718-238-6500. Again, that's 718-238-6500.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's that time of year again, as we near the holiday season, where we start to think about those less fortunate than us. In fact, the poorest of the poor, someone like Beatrice.
What's the longest that you've been forced to go without food?
I go sometimes 2 days. I try not to go more than 2 days.
Can you imagine going 2 to 3 days without food to feed your children? It's not something we're familiar with in this country. And yet it is the reality for people living in Haiti. Call now. Your gift will be matched plate for plate, full of food, with water for a cup of water. 855-907-4673. Be one of the next 10 to call and get your gift matched. 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win this gold coin from 1915 by heading to am570themission.com and clicking on the section that says, right in the middle of the page, Contest. That's am570themission.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, whether it's your money that's being managed or whether it's your money that you're giving to causes that go beyond yourself, take you outside of your own world, the Bible's pretty clear about how we're supposed to operate in that reality. And it's one of the reasons why I am not ever hesitant to tell you about great opportunities to help the world around us. It's one of the reasons why AM 570 The Mission says we're asking you to help us change the world. We believe we have an obligation to do it. We believe that for believers, it goes way more than just something, oh, we could do and maybe feel good. It's like this is how we express our commitment and devotion to God. By caring for the people that he cares for and by doing the things that he would do and by loving those that he would love. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. But Todd, we can't get enough of understanding the context of what these families are up against. And I know that you've met people on your travels. You're one of the first people to go to the Kailee region. This is a place Food for the Poor hasn't worked for before. And for people that have just joined us, explain what they're up against.
Yeah, it's about a three-hour drive outside of Port-au-Prince, really only about maybe 40 or 50 miles, but the terrain is very difficult, and we were in four-wheel drive vehicles. The longer we drove and the higher we got up in the mountains, I found it hard to believe there was actually anybody living up there. But there are. There are 3,000 families living up there. And to say they're living, they're really not. They're just surviving day to day. There used to be farming there, but the drought has wiped that out. There used to be work there. Dole Fruit Company used to have plantations in this area, but they pulled out years ago, and these people are just left flat. Their homes are falling down around their ears. They don't have access to clean, safe drinking water. It's an hour trek away, very dangerous walk. And so, you know, when you talk about the least of these, Kevin, I've looked them in the eye. I hugged moms that were just weeping because they've all but given up hope. You know, it's seemingly a desperate situation, but it's not. Not with God, not with you. Now that you know about the need and now that you know how you can make a difference, I pray that you will let God use you today to save a family. $27 a month just for the next 12 months, $320 one-time gift, and everything is doubled right now by a very generous matching donor. So please call 855-907-4673 and know that you will be saving two families with your generous, compassionate gift right now.
And it's only $27 a month, friends. I mean, what do you spend on just your internet and cable bill? Do you do Netflix? Do you do Hulu? Do you do the Amazon Prime? Do you rent things during the month? I mean, and I'm not saying give up any of those things. What I'm saying is take a look at what you spend and then see, could I spend this little amount that would really honor God and help someone in true need? And maybe not even miss it. Try it. Just take a look and see. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.